This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. So we're back to reading from Riyad al-Salihin, from Kitab al-Manthurat wal-Mulah. Some of the significant matters, hadith of significant values. Hadith number 1850. 1850. قال وعن أبي الفضل بن العباس ابن عبد المطلب رضي الله عنه قال شهدت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم حنين. العباس بن عبد المطلب, the uncle of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, I was in the company of the Messenger of Allah on the day of the battle of Hunain. The day of the battle of Hunain. So this hadith has a story, and the moral of the story to show the bravery of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the bravery of the Sahaba, the commitment of the Sahaba under duress and under severe circumstances. So what happened on that battle exactly? So to put things in perspective for those who don't know what happened exactly in Hunain. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went to, he won the kind of the stalemate that happened on the battle of Al-Khandaq, the trench. And then the mushrikeen, they went back home, and that's it. The Prophet ﷺ said, لَا نَغْزُوهُمْ وَلَا يَغْزُونَ. They will never be able to fight us now. We should go and be on the offensive. And what was the mission that the Prophet ﷺ did the following year? He took Sahaba radiallahu anhum with the intention to do what? Umrah. That's it. He was there for the intention of doing Umrah. They were banned from entering the Mecca at the time. They had a treaty, and that treaty was called Al-Hudaybiyah. During that time, a big incident happened. When the Prophet sent Uthman radiallahu anh as an envoy to speak on his behalf, rumors spread in Mecca that he was killed. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called the people to give their pledge under a tree, under that tree, and he asked them, who is going to give me the pledge to fight for the blood of Uthman? And all of them, mashallah, gave their pledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reported that. And he said, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجْرَ. Allah is pleased with those believers who gave you the pledge under that tree. Eventually, the following year, they went for Umrah. And the following year, there was the conquest of Mecca. Because one of the terms of Hudaybiyah is that the Meccans would not fight the Prophet ﷺ for 10 years. And they would not aid any of the allies, aid any of their allies against the allies of the Prophet ﷺ. And vice versa, obviously. So the Meccans, secretly, they aided one of their allies against an ally of the Prophet ﷺ. When the news spread, the ally of the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina complaining and, of course, showing his grievances. Ya Rasulullah, they betrayed us. We were under the peace treaty for 10 years. There was supposed to be no fighting, no war. They invaded us. And they have evidence and proof that the armors and the swords that were used came from Mecca. So the Prophet ﷺ told him, قَالَ نُصُرْتُ. Don't worry about it. We got you back. That year, the Prophet ﷺ conquered Mecca. He had taken 10,000 people with him. Never in the history of the Arabian Peninsula, an army like this came to Mecca. So they conquered Mecca, and now it's in the hand of the believers. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he heard some news. There's like a final fight, a final stand of the people around Mecca. They gathered in an area called Hunain. So the Prophet ﷺ immediately, before they start getting stronger and bigger, he sent the Sahaba, says, let's go there quickly before their armies gets bigger and stronger, and then we won't be able to fight them. So they went to Hunain. Now, the mushrikeen over there, a very famous qabila called Hawazin, they were the kind of like the main element of that battle. So what they did, they were very smart. So they ambushed actually the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in a valley. They kind of like led them to go through a narrow passage because they outnumbered them right now. I mean, no matter how many people Hawazin had, when you have a 10,000 people coming with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it wasn't easy for them to stand against them. And that's exactly how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reported that incident. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال in Surah At-Tawbah, لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاطِنَا كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you victory in many, many different positions, stations, many different battles. And then he says, وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. And on the day of Hunayn, when you thought that your numbers will khalas, will give you victory, because they said among themselves, like, you know what? A few number of people not gonna defeat us. No one is gonna defeat us because of our numbers. And it says, قال وقد أعجبتكم كثرتكم. You were so proud of your numbers. فلم تغني عنكم شيئا. It didn't give you any benefit. You almost lost it, basically. فلم تغني عنكم شيئا. وضاقت عليكم الأرض بما رحبت. The earth became so constrained around you, because that's what happened on the battlefield. They ambushed them. And the Sahaba, they felt, you know what? They felt the heat of the arrows and the spears, and they start running back, trying to get out of that strait between the two mountains. Obviously, like a stampede, a big defeat in that moment. وضاقت عليكم الأرض بما رحبت ثم ولوتم مدبرين, and they start running away. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, ثم أنزل الله سكينته على رسوله وعلى المؤمنين. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He brought sakina, meaning tranquility and peace, upon His Messenger and the believers. وَأَنزَلَ جُنُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا, and He brought down junood, soldiers, you haven't seen, the angels, obviously. وَعَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and He punished the kuffar, which means you got to win against them. And so the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the incident, and that's what Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas is describing here. He says, look, I was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that day. And then he said, قال فلزمت أنا وأبو سفيان بن الحارث بن عبد المطلب. He says, it was me next to him holding his mule. Myself, he says, وأبو سفيان الحارث, أبو سفيان ابن الحارث ابن عبد المطلب. So this is another nephew, another cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, basically, was with his uncle Al-Abbas. Both of them hold him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's horse or mule. قال فلم نفارقه. We did not leave him alone. When people start running away, we remained with him. We stayed with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على بغلة له بيضاء. And the Prophet was riding on a white mule of his, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فالتقى المسلمون والمشركون. So when the Muslims and the non-Muslims they met, basically, of course, on the battlefield. قال ول المسلمون مدبرين. The believer, the Muslims, they just turned their back and started running away. They couldn't handle it. It was too much pressure on them. فطفق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يركض بغلته قبل الكفار. He says, while the believers were running away to the other side, he says, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was doing the opposite. He was prodding his horse or his mule with his ankle صلى الله عليه وسلم, pushing the horse to go forward, not backward, going forward towards the unbelievers, as if he was saying what, leading by example, and encouraging the people that this is where you need to go, not that way. This is where you need to go. فقال وأنا آخذ بلجام بغلة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكفها إراءة ألا تسرع. He says, I was holding to the bridle of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's mule and urging it not to go too fast, not to leave us, to go on its own. يعني. قال وأبو سفيان آخذ بركاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Abu Sufyan was holding to the stirrup of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's horse. Like, we were on both sides holding him, not to let him go by himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So that's when the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stopped and he calls, Ay Abbas, it's Abbas, نَادِي أَصْحَابَ السَّمُرَى. Call on the people of As-Samura. As-Samura is the type of tree that they did the bridge on that, on Al-Hudaybiyah, the one that we described to you earlier. He says, call the people of As-Samura. Like, he's saying what? Call that people of that group, exclusive club, those who have given the pledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, radiallahu anhu, he's pleased with them. He says, call them. He says, for he start calling them. قال يا أصحاب السمرة يا أصحاب السمرة. Obviously, the few thousand people who were among them, when they heard their title being called, within 10,000 people, could say, or 7,000 people, for example. Well, how do they feel? Like, they've been called for a special mission, like, you guys been recognized. You're not going to let down the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's call. Immediately they start saying, قالوا فلما سمعوا, when they heard Al-Abbas, وكان صيتا, he has a very loud, deep voice. And he called with his loud voice, أين أصحاب السمرة, where are the people of السمرة, that tree? فوالله لكأن عطفتهم حين سمعوا صوتي عطفة البقر على أولادها. He said, when they heard my voice calling their title, calling their group, they turned around swiftly. He says, just like, and he gave an example. He goes, just the example of the cow when it heard its calf calling. Like went swiftly back again, looking back. Immediately, they stopped and looking back. فَقَالُوا يَا لَبَّيْكَ يَا لَبَّيْكَ. Says, we're here. And they start coming to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَاقْتَتَلُوا وَهُمْ وَالْكُفَّارِ. They start fighting furiously. And then another call came after that. يَا مَعْشَرَ الْأَنصَارِ. Where are the Ansar? Where are the Ansar? And the Ansar starts coming as well too. And among the Ansar, they start calling among themselves a special group, a special tribe known to be the strongest probably among them all. فقال حتى قصرت الدعوة على بني الحارث بن الخزرج. People start calling, where are Banu al-Harith? Banu al-Harith, where are you? Among all the Ansar. Like basically narrowing it down to the special forces basically. Those were the special forces. And they were fighting them. فنضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو على بغلته كالمتطاول عليها إلى قتاله. When this happened and everybody started now moving back again to the battlefield, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was looking from behind and see how is it going there. He was kind of stretching his neck to look, you know, further beyond. فقال, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he saw that, قال هذا حين حمي الوطيس. This is when the battle is hot right now. It's getting really, really furious right now. Getting really hot. صلى الله عليه وسلم عليه. ثم أخذ حصيات صلى الله عليه وسلم فرمى بهن وجوه الكفار. He grabbed from the ground some sand and some pebbles in his hand. And he threw it in the air in the face of the non-believers, with the intention that Allah subhanahu would carry it into their eyes. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, يقال, إن هزموا ورب محمد. They will be defeated by the Lord of Muhammad. Like I swear, this is it. That's their defeat right now. فذهبت أنظر, العباسي says, قال فذهبت أنظر فإذا القتال على هيئته فيما أرى. He says that when I looked to see, he says, I saw that the fight continued, of course, and found that their force was subdued. And they began to retreat. They're still on that position until they start retreating slowly and gradually and running away. And that was the end of the fight, actually, with the people of Mecca and around Mecca itself. So as you can see from this, it shows the bravery of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the heart of the battle. When everybody's running away, where was he going? Forward into the center of the battlefield, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, as-sahaba radiallahu ta'ala were human beings. So even though they ran away, but when they were reminded of their task and their mission and their purpose, what did they do? No question asked. Immediately they turned around. And that's the affair of a believer. We forget. We make mistakes. I promise you with something and then I fall short, you know, from fulfilling my promise. Probably blitz something and then subhanAllah I find myself not in the right position. I just kind of make mistakes. But if I remind you, you will remember. You know your mission. You know your task. What are you here for? Nowadays, unfortunately, if you try to remind people that their mission and their task in this dunya, what do? They think it's an insult. Like if I tell somebody, taqillah, what did they tell you most likely? You taqillah. Right? As if you're cursing at them, subhanAllah. Like I'm reminding you, taqillah. No, you knew you taqillah first. May Allah make us both muttaqeen. That's fine. But at least, you know, I'm just reminding you. So subhanAllah, that's an example how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that generation, jama'ah, an exceptional generation. And imagine this is collectively. If you've been attending Sheikh Umar's class, the first, and hear the names one after the other one, and each sahabi on individually as an example, subhanAllah. Imagine collectively all these people in one place, in one battle. Imagine how that looks like, subhanAllah. What an unbelievable community it was. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to follow that example, ya Rabbil Alameen, and make us among those who will be gathering with them in Jannat al-Firdaws, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any questions, Jama? Yes?
Was there any Bashara of Rasulullah
So the question, did the Prophet receive any kind of bushra or glad tidings that he's going to win anyway? That's why he felt the courage to move forward? Not that I know of. I don't know that he was given any specific instruction about that battle particularly. But he knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him support. Wallahu a'lam. But he needed to do his part. And his part is to move forward, not moving backward. Na'am. SubhanAllah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.